This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Cookie Dobrino. She's a historian for St. Joseph's Church in Benalt. Welcome to the show, Cookie.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure to be here. And your interest in our centennial, 100-year centennial jubilee for St. Joseph's Church in Benalt.
That is our topic of conversation today on Around Macoupin County. And we'll start it off with, you know a great deal about the history of the church, and we'll let you talk about the early beginnings of the church, how it got started, and where it went from there.
St. Joseph's began as a mission church in 1950 under the jurisdiction of St. Simon and Jude Church in Gillespie. Through the efforts of Reverend John Crossan, pastor of St. Simon and Jude, who was granted permission to establish the church by the Right Reverend James A. Ryan, bishop of the diocese in Alton. It was a dream come true for the town, which was populated mainly by Italian and Slavic immigrants, the majority of whom were Catholic, who settled in Benalt to work in the coal mines. The cornerstone was laid in February 1950, and construction of the new church began. The white frame church was completed March 1960 at a cost of $10,000. Father Crossan celebrated the first Mass at St. Joseph's April 13, 1960. Several priests were assigned to help Father Crossan with both parishes, but in 1924, Reverend Richard McKeel was appointed the first resident priest in Benalt, and St. Joseph's was severed from St. Simon and Jude. In 1928, the church was dedicated by Bishop James Griffin, who succeeded Bishop Ryan. In 1933, a bomb exploded on the rectory's front porch, causing extensive damage. Father Goff, asleep in the upstairs room, was uninjured. Because Father Goff and Bishop Griffin, Bishop of the Diocese in Springfield, were so vocal about their criticism of the miners who were trying to split from the United Mine Workers of America to form their own union, the Progressive Miners of America, it was surmised that the rebels, as Goff called them, set the bomb. The rectory was repaired, but the conflict between the miners raged on. He was also very concerned about the moral decay, as he called it, that was eroding the character of this once peaceful little town. Benalt was soon to be reputed as a wide-open town with rampant prostitution, gambling, boozing, and vice, ushered in by criminal element coming in from the big cities. I'm sure Father Goff had a lot to say about all that, though I can't testify to that. But I did witness, as a youngster, what it took to clean the town up sometime in the 1950s. In 1958, Father Guido, who was skilled at getting people to part with their money, was instrumental in starting a campaign to raise funds to brick the church, rectory, and garage. The congregation responded willingly, and the brick veneer project was completed in 1961. Father Guido had to find creative ways to keep St. Joseph afloat when both the community and the church were feeling the effects of the coal mines shutting down one after the other in the 1950s. In 1968, a Schulemer carillon was installed, apparently one of the best instruments with the best sounding bells ever produced, and it was paid for by an anonymous donor. The congregation was delighted when Father Guido returned in August 1961. He served as pastor until 1987. On his return, he wasted no time in making major improvements. He got the church and the rectory air-conditioned. He helped to raise funds to erect a shrine in honor of the Blessed Mother on the lot between the church and the rectory. In 5 months, $21,000 was raised, and work on the shrine began. It was blessed and dedicated on December 6, 1981. When Father Guido retired in 1987, St. Joseph reverted to mission status and began sharing priests once again with St. Simon and Jude. Father Guido died 6 months later on June 17. Father Richard Painick and Father John Nolan served as administrators for a short time until 1988, when Monsignor Lawrence Otta, born and raised in Benalt, became pastor. Monsignor Otta retired in 2014, but has remained at St. Simon and Jude as pastor emeritus.
Obviously, the church had quite a history from its beginnings to today, and right now we're going to discuss a little bit of what's going to go on to celebrate the 100th anniversary of St. Joseph's Church, and Activities are already starting here in March, and maybe you could tell us a few of those.
A mission series, we're going to be sponsoring from March 13th, starting at 7 p.m. until St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. And the series is entitled Receiving and Passing Along the Faith. And refreshments will be served following the Mass and the Mission each evening from Sunday until Wednesday in the church hall. And on March 17th, a St. Patrick's Day potluck meal will be served preceding the Mass and the Mission beginning at 5:30. And, of course, the public is invited to participate in this mission. And conducting this mission will be former members of St. Joseph and St. Simon and Jude parishes who entered the religious life. And they include Sister Mary Haddad, who will speak on Sunday evening, March 13th. Father Pat Gibbons, who will speak on Monday, March 14th. Father Steve Pullman, now pastor at St. Ambrose in Godfrey, will speak on Tuesday, March 15th. And Deacon Sean Caving, now serving at Holy Family Parish in Litchfield, will speak on March 16th. And then Father Charles Edwards will close the mission on St. Pat's Day on March 17th.
And then as far as the actual 100th celebration, what happens on that date? What date is it, and what will all go on then?
The Mass will begin on April 9th at 4 p.m., and it will be celebrated by our bishop, the Most Reverend Thomas John Paprocki, Bishop of the Diocese of Springfield, Illinois, our pastor, Father Haig, our parochial vicar, Father Mariana Seth Ulluri, and including our pastor emeritus, Monsignor Lawrence Otta. Father Patrick Gibbons, formerly of St. Joseph Parish and now pastor of Holy Ghost and St. Francis Xavier Parishes in Jerseyville, has also been invited, and also other area priests have been invited. Former pastors of St. Joseph also have been invited, but I have no idea how many of those who have accepted are will be coming. After that Mass, a reception dinner will follow at Joe Danny's Amore restaurant in Bunnell. And, of course, all parishioners are invited. Now, I want to tell everyone that anyone who has not made a reservation for the dinner must do so now. Fee for the dinner is $10, and reservations must be made with Mrs. Cindy Sirocco. And Cindy headed the organizational process of the centennial, as well as the organization of the parish directory. Reservation form should be filled out together with the cost of the meal, and anyone wishing to do that need to contact Cindy for a form. And her number is 835-2623. But no reservations will be taken by phone. But I do want to warn everybody that the seating at the Amore restaurant is limited. Okay. So, if they haven't made a reservation by now, okay, they're going to be sitting in the back or upstairs or someplace. Okay, so that could be a problem. But she is still taking, I think, reservations.
Finally, you are the historian for the church, and you put together a historical account and pictorial, and some of those are still available. If someone would be interested in that, what do they need to do?
Yes, they need to contact Cindy about those, too. We do have some extra ones, but the charge for those are $15. The people who had their picture taken and included in the directory received a free directory. And I might add, they are very nice. They are beautiful, and the pictures in them are gorgeous of our parishioners.
Cookie DeBrino, I'd like to thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.